I just sent you a picture of a piece of Torah from Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita in his Sefer Emunas Yitecha. There's three volumes on Chumash: the first volume, the Bereishis and Shemos volume. In the back, he has a section on Purim, and I want to learn together in light of the in light of everything that's happening in the world, and in light of having just gone through the Yom Tov, learn this piece. And I want to ask a very simple question, and that is, why on earth did Wolfson share this piece of Torah with us? Why do I say it like that? Probably the person, and I say this very seriously, probably the person who most influenced my initial love of Hasidus and really shaped the way that I think about everything is Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita. And so much of his Torah is mechazik, and it gives us clarity. But I have to tell you the truth, we're going to learn this piece of Torah, and the simple question I want to ask is that it seems like a very, very depressing and sad piece of Torah. Okay, so let's learn the Torah together, and let's try, of course, v'nahafachu, to see the good in this piece of Torah, and maybe to learn a lesson that's very fitting for us coming out of the Yom Tov of Purim. Okay, the piece is on page Resh Pei Gimel, and I hope again you could see it in the WhatsApp group. Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. When we come to the very, very end of the Megillah, the last pasuk of the Megillah, it tells us that Mordechai HaYehudi, again, throughout the Megillah, he's not interested in being known as anything other than a Yid. And that's really so much a part of what Purim's about, sort of leveling the playing field, that every Jew is a Jew, and that's the most important title that a Jew can have. But Mordechai HaYehudi, here he's told, we're told, that he's Mishnah LeMelech HaChashverosh. He's also, on a historical note, he's become the second in command. He's the viceroy to HaChashverosh. He's Gadol HaYehudim, very great amongst the Jewish people. V'ratzoy L'rov Echav, Doresh Tov La'amo, Dover Shalom L'chol Zar. This is the last pasuk of the Megillah. Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, Mishnah LeMelech HaChashverosh. Writes Rav Wolfson, HaMegillah Mesayemes Ki HaMelech Samas Ala Aretz V'iyei HaYam. If you just go two psukim earlier, so the beginning, again, there's 10 prakim in Megillas Esther. The 10th parak has three prakim, has three psukim, I'm sorry. The last pasuk is the one that tells us that Mordechai is Mishnah LeMelech. The first pasuk of the last parak tells us that Achashverosh levied taxes, that Achashverosh placed a mas ala aretz. He levied taxes on the land, v'iyei hayam, and also on the islands. Okay, very interesting. Why is he telling us that? Says Rav Wolfson, L'chora ein lo sheiches l'sipur ha'neis u'l'toychan ha'megillah. Why do I need to know? Please just mute your phone if you don't mind. Why do I need to know that Achashverosh is levying taxes at the end of the Megillah? Who cares? Haman is dead. The Jews are saved. The Perek Tes describes the great celebration that we had then and we'll have for all generations. And then all of a sudden, by the way, Achashverosh increased taxes. Why do I need to know this? How does the Megillah begin? It begins by telling us of the lavish feasts that Achashverosh was making, the parties that he was throwing. And you ever wonder, where did Achashverosh get the money for these parties? How did Achashverosh become so wealthy? So the answer is very simple. He collected a lot of taxes from people. Right? Achashverosh made these unbelievable parties, Asher Heres, Kavod, Malchuso, Asher kilkil es sarchi su'udos elo mehamasim ha'atzumim asher gava meha'am. Where did Achashverosh get the money for these big parties? It was from the very intense taxes that he collected from the people. Kasher darshu chazal, Rav Wolfson quotes the Gemara in Megillah Yud Aleph, shelechei nikra Achashverosh. How did he get the name Achashverosh? What does resh and shin mean? Achashverosh, ha'kol nasim roshim biyamav. Everyone became rash. Rash means poor, resh shin. Everyone became poor in his time because he collected such exorbitant taxes. Va'acher kach b'zchusa shel Esther, what we find in the second parak of the Megillah in the merit of Esther, as one of the ways that Achashverosh is showing his great favor and love for his new bride, it says that Achashverosh gave people tremendous tax breaks. V'hanocha l'medino sasa. It says that Achashverosh gave unbelievable discounts as a way of celebrating his new bride. So the Megillah begins sort of on the backdrop of a king who's collected exorbitant taxes to pay for his parties and to fund his lifestyle. By the second parak, Vashti has already been killed. Esther is taken as queen, and now all of a sudden he's lessening the taxes. He's making tax breaks for all the Medinos. Va'acher kach besof ha-Megillah. But says Rav Wolfson, the Megillah, three psukim from the end of the Megillah, of the 167 psukim of the Megillah, three psukim from the end, after everything we've gone through, we come mamish full circle. And the Megillah ends by telling us, Shelo tomar shebezen estayma ha-agada me'amelech asher bikish la'abed ha-sehudim. Don't think, the Megillah is over, but don't think the story is over. We're mamish back where we started. After everything that we went through, an unbelievable Yeshua, an unbelievable salvation of Klal Yisrael, all of the tefillos, all of the fasting, all of the mesiras nefesh, all of the crying, the screaming, the sakva efer, and finally Esther is able to get Haman to the gallows, b'siyata d'shmaya, and Klal Yisrael are given rishus to defend themselves, and they kill the Amalekim, and they're victorious. We make a big celebration, and says the Megillah, now that it's all over, by the way, nothing has really changed. Achashverosh is still in charge. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalid, three reasons we don't say Hallel on Purim. And one of the three reasons is because Achashverosh is still in charge. As much as things have changed, nothing's really changed. So says Rav Wolfson, after the Megillah is over, we mamish go back to the beginning. It's the same king who's still just as bad as Haman on a certain level. Elisha b'chol dor v'dor omid Achashverosh chadash. Says Rav Wolfson that in each generation there's a new Achashverosh. V'kodesh baruch hu osalanu nisim nistarim k'mo Megillah zu la'atzilenu miyadam. Right, and the cycle just continues with Jews going through difficulties and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully creating miracles once again in each generation to save us. So says Rav Wolfson, why does the Megillah end again, Kim'at, right back where it started? To remind us that when the story is over, the story is never over. It starts again, and there's a new Achashverosh, and there's a new Mordechai, and the cycle continues. V'lachein ha-Megillah na'utza sofa berosha. The Megillah connects its end to its beginning. U'beperek ha'achron kfar mishtoi odos ha-tzor ha-chadosh asher sam mas ala aretz. U'memele tzrichin l'haschem e-chadosh l'sapra l'sudos v'ha-tzos ha-merubos. Again, it's mamish. The cycle just goes on and on and on. The king is still in power, and he's collecting money, and he's going to make more parties, and the Jews are going to get pulled in, and we're going to be hated, and Hashem is going to save us, and the cycle continues. And therefore, says the Megillah in Mamish, the very last pasuk, "Umazbir akasav ki Mordechai Yehudi mishne lemelech Achashverosh." What does it mean, Mordechai Yehudi is mishne lemelech? Obviously, the pasuk pshat means he's the viceroy, he's second in command. But explains Rav Wolfson, Klomer shuhu mischadesh od hapam, that Mordechai is going to be Mishnah, like Lechem Mishnah, like two loaves of bread that we have on Shabbos, as learned from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamites. The cycle is going to continue. We had a Mordechai then, and we need a new Mordechai. There'll be a second Mordechai, a second round of Mordechai. U'mishnah kesef k'chu b'yadchem. Mishnah means a double Mordechai. Every Mordechai gives birth to another Mordechai. Because in every generation we're going to need a new savior, a new hero, a new tzaddik, a new gadol ador. V'lama tzricha Mordechai Mishnah. Why do you need a Mordechai number two? Klomar Mordechai Sheni? Says Rav Wolfson, just keep reading the pasuk. Mordechai HaYehudi, we need a Mishnah, we need a second Mordechai, because lamelech Achashverosh. Because as long as there's going to be another Achashverosh, we're going to need to find another Mordechai. We need that new Mordechai to help us deal with the new Achashverosh. V'lechei nikra Megillah, says Rav Wolfson, Megillah is not only a lashon, of course, of a scroll. It's not only a lashon, like we spoke many times about being megalis something, revealing something, uncovering something. But he says Megillah is a lashon of a galgal hachozer ba'olam, a never-ending cycle that we see over and over and over again throughout Jewish history and world history. It goes around and around and around. That's just how it goes. It happens again and again and again. It's a new Megillah, so to speak. We read the Megillah with a new understanding with each generation. We have new pictures in our mind of who Haman is and who Achash is and who Mordechai is and what it's going to take to hopefully bring about that Yeshua once again. And concludes Rav Wolfson, therefore, why do we use a grager when we read the Megillah Milashon Galgal? Because the that goes round and round reminds us, Shagam Haman Galgal Achozer Ba'olam, that Haman himself is a Galgal Achozer. that there's going to be a new Haman who mischadish b'chol dor u'melcham al Hashem ba'amalik midor dor. And like the pasuk says explicitly in the Torah and Parshas B'shalach, the battle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu against the Malik is in each and every generation. Now, there's a lot to be very hopeful in a piece like this, because it reminds us that, okay, a Mishnah LeMelech, there's going to be a Mordechai Mishnah, there's going to be a Mordechai number two. But it also is, the first time I saw this piece, I was very saddened by it. You're telling me that it's never going to end. It's like this never-ending cycle of Jewish suffering. And of course, you're being mechazik us. Yeah, there'll be another Mordechai, but like the second the story's over, you have to remind us already that we're going to suffer again. It's reminiscent of that Rashi when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, as he's on his way to save Klal Yisrael, Ribbono Shelam, what's your name? How should I introduce you to Klal Yisrael? So Hashem says, oh, tell them my name is Eka Asher Eka. I will be what I will be. Rashi says, Hashem was saying to Moshe, just like I'm with you now, I'll be with you in future galios, in future difficulties, in future exiles. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, we literally haven't even left Mitzrayim yet, and you're already telling us about the next exile. You're already telling us about the next suffering. Maybe we should pass on that. Maybe we should just tell them about right now, how you're going to be with them right now. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, changes his words. He's, okay, good. Tell them Eke. Tell them Eke Shalachani Aleichem, that I'll be with you now. And we'll deal with Eke Asher Eke. We'll deal with, I'll be with you in the future, when we get to that point in the future. So again, you read this piece of Torah. On the one hand, it can be very, very sad and very disheartening. The second the Megillah is over, we're already saying, no, it's a Grager, it's a Megillah, it's a Galgal HaChozer. It goes around and around. And yes, we'll be saved again, but why do I have to suffer again? Why should I even want to be in that situation where I'll need a Mordechai Mishnah, I'll need a second Mordechai to come to the rescue? But of course, again, it can't be that one of the greatest teachers of Pnimiyas HaTorah of our generation, and he should live and be well, Rav Wolfson Shlita, is trying to make us depressed. And even more so, it can't be that the Megillah is trying, the Yom Tov that celebrates Simcha, there's no way it's ending on a note that's depressing. So we have to try to... We have to think for a couple more minutes together just to try to understand this piece a little bit deeper. So I want to read you a line that I saw in the Breslov Commentary on Megillas Esther, an English little volume that was put out many years ago by the Breslov Research Institute, first published in 1992. So I was 11 years old, and most of you were not in the world yet. And on page 26 and 27, he has an amazing little passage from Rav Nassan. Listen to these words from Rav Nassan. I'm not sure where it's from. It's not sourced in terms of the Breslov writings, but Rav Nassan apparently said the following. He said, how did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai become what he was? Asked Rav Nassan. Because he had self-encouragement, he had faith in himself. Reason what the Baal Shem Tov became what he was, because he had faith in himself. Rabbi Nachman became what he was, because he had faith in himself. And I became what I am, concluded Rav Nassan, because I have faith in myself. Why do we call it Megillas Esther? Why don't we call it Megillas Mordechai? Because Esther was the one who was Moser Nefesh. Esther was the one who put her life on the line. But where did Esther get that strength from? Who gave her that strength? Who gave Esther that encouragement that she could actually do it? Who told her she could do it? And the answer is a tzaddik by the name of Mordechai. It says in the Megillah that Mordechai was Omein Es Hadasa. Mordechai was Omein Es Hadasa. What does it mean that Mordechai was Omein Es Hadasa? It means that he raised her. But it also means, explains Rabbi Nachman in many different sources, Omein means that he was able to instill within her an emunah in herself. He taught Esther that you can be great. And you have to believe that there's moments in your life where you can step up and you can change the course of history. You can give Klal Yisrael the greatest Yom Tov of all if you're willing to just take a risk. So when it says that Mordechai was Omein as Hadassah, he nurtured Hadassah, he raised Hadassah, he took care of Esther, that's all true. In fact, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah that one time Mordechai couldn't find a wet nurse for Esther, so he nursed her himself. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, that there was a man, unfortunately, who lost his wife and also didn't have the means to nurse his child. So he was able to actually produce milk and to be able to nurse his child. So the Gemara's Machlokas, was that a good thing or not a good thing? Is it an unbelievable thing that Hashem made such a miracle for him? Or is it a tragedy that this guy forced the Kodesh Baruch Hu to overturn nature, and Hashem prefers to operate within nature? That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Medrash says the same thing in Bereishis Rabbah and Parsha Lamed about Mordechai HaTzadik, that he was able to nurse Esther. What does it mean he nursed Esther? What does it mean he was Omen et Sadasa? What does all this mean on a deeper level? It means that he taught Esther to believe in herself. Esther, who on a certain level had no connection to earlier generations. Chazal tell us that when her mother was pregnant with her, her father died. And as she was being born, as she was being brought into this world, her mother died. In other words, she didn't have parents. And when a person doesn't have parents, so one could be very, you know, disconnected from reality and not have a sense of identity. And we see Esther throughout much of Megillah is hiding her identity, doesn't have a clear identity. But it also means that I can be somewhat of a self-made person. And that's why Mordechai says, yeah, I might be the Tzadik Ador, but I'm Omen es Hadassah. I want Esther, I want the Seser, I want that hidden part of a Jew to believe in itself, to be able to emerge and to accomplish something great in the world. And maybe that's the pshat at the end of the Megillah. Maybe you have to end the Megillah saying, you know what, this is going to have to happen again. And we're going to need other people to step up. And you're going to be pointing at someone else and waiting for someone else to come to the rescue. Who's going to be my Mordechai? Who's going to save me? But the bottom line is that Mordechai is not the one who saves Klal Yisrael in the end. Mordechai points to a girl who's an orphan, a girl who doesn't have a clear identity, a girl who's being taken advantage of by an evil king, a girl who's terrified for her life, and yet somehow he's Omen es Hadassah. He gives her a certain emunah in herself to do something awesome. And I think that's maybe the lesson that the Megillah is trying to tell us. And that's the feeling we have to have after Purim. You know, it's all over now, and we go back to the world, and it's only getting crazier since before Purim started. But there has to be this recognition and this confidence that we have in ourselves. Like Rabbi Nassan said, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai became Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai because he believed in himself. And the Arizal became the Arizal because he believed in himself. And all the tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov, and Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nassan, all these tzaddikim believed in themselves. And when you believe in yourself, you can do unbelievable things in the world. I want to just conclude by teaching you and sharing with you an amazing, amazing Torah from a sefer called Orach L'Chaim. I'm holding it in front of me. I'll send you a picture of it afterwards if you'd like to see. By Rav Avram Chaim of Zlotchev. And he writes in Parshas Ha'azinu, explaining psukim which are so, so relevant to these days. The pasuk is in Ha'azinu. It's in Perek Lamed Beis, of course, in the beautiful Shira of Ha'azinu. And it's in pasuk Chaf. And the pasuk says as follows. It's a scary pasuk, but again, we're gonna vina hafach who the pasuk. We're gonna turn it inside out. The pasuk says, "Vayomer astira fanai mehem ere ma acharisam." Hakadosh Baruch Hu threatens us again. Some of the scariest words in all of Chumash. Astira panai mehem. I'm going to conceal my face from them. Again, we just went through that yom tov of concealment. I'll hide my face from them. Ere ma acharisam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Let's see what their end will be." Imagine trying to operate with Hashem hiding from you. Not so pasha. Kidur ta'apuchos hema. And Hashem says, why will I hide myself? Why am I angry? Why am I hiding myself from this future generation? He's describing us. Why is Hashem turning away from us? Why is there such a Hester Panim in the world? Kidur ta'apuchos hema. Because we're a generation that's vinahafachu. We're a backwards generation. We're a crazy generation. Our minds are so warped that we see things backwards. We can't think straight anymore. They're dor tapuchos. Whatever is obvious and right in the eyes of Hashem, we question. Whatever is so obviously wrong, we come to all sorts of explanations and excuses as to why it makes sense to us. We try to, what's the word I'm looking for? We try to convince ourselves of the appropriateness of it, even though it makes no sense. We're dor tapuchos. We're an upside down, backwards generation. And concludes the pasuk, banim lo emun bam. We're a generation that banim of children whose emun, like Mordechai's omen es Hadassah, we're a generation where lo emun bam, where we're not properly raised. Our upbringing, article translates, whose upbringing is not in them. We're children who are off the derech and utterly confused and don't have rationalized. That was the word I was looking for. And we rationalize all sorts of evil behaviors and improper things. Right, we're backwards. So Hashem says, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm out of here. Astira panai mehem. I'm going to hide my face from them. But says the Orach L'Chaim. Says the Orach L'Chaim. In an amazing, amazing couple of words in Parshas Ha'azinu. He says as follows. Vayomer astira panai mehem ere ma'acharisam. Of course, this is the Ha'azinu. This is the Shira of the Torah. A Shira is supposed to be pleasant and enjoyable. This is not a dirge. It's a beautiful song. It's an all-encompassing song of the Torah. And therefore, Vayomer astira panai mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's true. There's going to be times where I have to create a perception where I'm not paying attention. And that's what the Megillah is. Hashem's name does not appear once in 167 psukim. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, read the pasuk, says the Aruch L'Chaim, don't read it angrily. Read it positively. Era ma'acharisa. Let's see what's going to become of them. And the answer is, you know what? That even when Hashem hides from us, Hashem says, let's see, who's going to step up when I'm not, when I give the impression that I'm not in charge anymore? When the world gets a little bit crazy and the foundations become a bit shaky. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be the Esther? Astira panai man. I'm going to hide my presence from them. Era ma'acharisam. But Hashem's saying, he's not saying it angrily. Chas v'shalom. Hashem's not saying, let's see what happens to you. Hashem's saying, I look forward to see what they're going to do. This generation of Hester Panim is going to do unbelievable things. And then he translates the next words, Kidor tapuchos hema. How do you translate that? We're a backwards generation. We're a confused generation. We're an inverted generation. We do everything backwards and inside out and upside down. No. You know what it means, Dor tapuchos hema? This is one of my favorite pieces of Torah in the entire world. Ratzal lomar, Sheheim yecholin lafoch midas hadin l'rachanim. You know what it means, Dor tapuchos? We're a generation of revolutionaries. We're a generation where we're going to be able to do, with Hester Panim, with all the uncertainties of our world, we're still going to be making a revolution. We're going to be making a revolution in Torah. We're going to be making a revolution in tshuva. We're going to be doing all sorts of unbelievable things that have never happened in history. That a Jew living after so many years of Hester Panim, that Jews living after a Holocaust, that Jews living in a world of coronavirus, that Jews living in a world of anti-Semitism, Jews living in all these crazy things and so many questions and sfeikos and amuna that we all could have, and yet we're making revolutions. We're changing ourselves, and we're growing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying, and we're making movements of Torah, of learning, of people learning Daf Yomi, of people learning Halacha, of people doing all sorts of things. Revolutions in chesed, revolutions in tefillah. People are starting to think about tefillah in a different way once again. Right? There's a revolution that's happening amidst all of the Hester Panim. Dor tapuchos hema means a generation of revolutionaries. People who could do awesome things. And the only thing that's stopping us are the last four words of the pasuk. Banim lo emun bam. Children, again the pasuk pshat, children whose emun, whose upbringing, whose education is not in them. But he says what it means is banim lo emun bam ratzalomar shehem bebechinas banim, that we have the ability to be banim lamakom, but the problem is lo emun bam. Listen to his words. Ratzalomar einam ma'aminim ba'atzmam sheyacholin lifol klum. But we don't believe we can actually do anything. We feel that we're just the victims of our circumstances, and we can't do anything to stop the new Achashverosh or to stop the new Haman or to make sense of everything that's going on in the world. And that's the lesson of Megillas Esther. At the end of the story, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being mean and Hashem is not trying to make us depressed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there's going to be taxes and there's going to be new tsaris and there's going to be new Achashverosh and there's going to be new Haman, but there's also going to be a new Mordechai. There's going to be tzaddikim in your generation also who are encouraging you and trying to what? Omen es hadasa. To be able to give that emuna, that banim lo emun bam, we could be banim lamakum. Emun is gematria banim, the Sfarim say. Rabbi Nachman himself brings that. That we could be banim lamakum if we just have emuna, not only emuna in Hashem, but emuna in ourselves. And if we believe that, then dor tapuchos hemo, we could be a generation of revolutionaries who can do really awesome things. That's the gift that Mordechai gave Esther. And that's what every Mordechai in each generation can give us if we're just willing to receive. So food for thought after Purim. In days ahead that no one's exactly sure what's gonna be. All the local schools in my neighborhood are shutting down for like a week and a half now. Everyone's trying to figure out what's gonna be. But Lamaisa, think about the creativity, the revolutions that people are making to be able to keep Torah learning going strong. One of the greatest things that Amalek opposed was the relationship between Rebbeim and Talmidim. So shut down the schools. You think you're going to stop the Rebbeim and the Talmidim from getting together? We'll find all sorts of creative and new ways, using technology which can be so detrimental to our religious experience. We're going to use it in the best ways to continue to learn Torah, and to continue to stay connected, and to continue to grow. And that's part of making a revolution. That's part of being able to be creative, and to believe that, you know what, afal pichin, despite all the uncertainty, we do believe that we can still do great things in the world. So I want to bless all of us coming out of Shushan Purim. Hashem should help us to believe in ourselves. And again, yes, Achashverosh in charge. We haven't arrived at Mashiach quite yet. But with each passing, it seems like it's getting more and more realistic. So don't just believe in Hashem. And don't just believe in Mashiach Sarai and the possibility of Geula. Believe that you have an opportunity to play a cool role in making that geula reality if we would just believe in ourselves. So we should be zochet to live some of these ideas. And Amir Hashem, we should be able to say goodbye to the final Achashverosh and the final Haman and the Mordechai and Esther's, which is each and every one of us. As the Sfarim say, Mordechai plus Esther is Gemachta the Mashiach. This is us, the final generation. We should be zochet to believe in ourselves and see the Gula. Amen.